Dear brothers and sisters, in our continuing reflection on prayer in the letters of St. Paul, we now consider the Apostle's testimony to his own experience of contemplative prayer. Defending the legitimacy of his apostolate, Paul appeals above all to his profound closeness to the Lord in prayer, marked by moments of ecstasy, visions, and revelations. Yet he speaks too of a trial which the Lord sent him, lest we become conceited, a mysterious thorn in the flesh. Paul therefore willingly boasts of his weakness in order that the power of Christ might dwell in him. Through this experience of mystical prayer, Paul realized that God's kingdom comes about not by our own efforts, but by the power of God's grace shining through our poor earthen vessels. We see that the contemplative prayer is both exalting and troubling, since we experience both the beauty of God's love and the sense of our own weakness. Paul teaches us the need for daily perseverance in prayer, even at times of dryness and difficulty, for it is there that we experience the life-changing power of God's love. I am pleased to greet the participants in the 21st Intercoiffure World Congress. I also welcome the visitors from the Anglican Diocese of South Ark. My cordial greetings goes to the pilgrims from the Catholic Society of the Two Hearts of Jesus and Mary. I thank the Cantores Minores from Finland and the other choirs for the praise of God in song. At this time, our thoughts and prayers are with all those taking part in the International Eucharistic Congress in Dublin, Ireland. I invite all of you to join me in praying that the Congress will bear rich spiritual fruit in a great appreciation of our Lord's gift of himself to us in the Eucharist and a deeper love of the mystery of the Church, which draws us into ever fuller communion with him and with one another through the daily celebration of the Eucharistic sacrifice. Upon all the English-speaking pilgrims and visitors present to this audience, including those from England, New Zealand, Samoa, and the United States, I invoke God's blessings of joy and peace. Sit nomen Domini benedictum.
Et sognumque usque in saeculum.
Adiutorium nostrum in nomine Domini.
Qui facit caelum et terra.
Benedicat vos omnipotens Deus, Pater et Filius et Spiritus Sanctus.
Amen.